little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Lila Foy. This song is called Far Behind You.
It's been 4 years since British pop musician Lila Foy released her debut LP, Mirrors in the Sky. Since then, she's been working on a second, a project that was made with her boyfriend and collaborator Ollie Deacon, with whom she separated from during production. The result is called Bigger Brighter, and Foy says it's the most honest writing she's done yet.
After releasing my last album and being just in that whirlwind of sort of touring and really, really busy for like a year or so after that, I just wanted to take some time out before even starting it. So that's why there was a little bit of a pause anyway. But then when I did start recording, it's strange. You can kind of make all this time to record, but then when you actually have the time, sometimes the songs don't come when you plan for them to come. So you kind of have to eke them out. And it's like they're there, but they need kind of unlocking. So I tried to let myself get really impatient and really bored. And then at that point of just total, when your brain's sort of emptied, for me, that tends to be when the songs decide to reveal themselves.
You wrote your press release yourself, explaining about the making of this album.
Yeah.
And in it you said that getting this out has been quite a big relief for you.
Yeah.
When you've been involved in a project for that long, trying to get it to finish, how do you then, when you've finished it and put it to bed, how do you look at it now? Do you feel differently about it to how you did maybe a year ago?
Yeah, but I try not to look at it or listen to it. I think it's really important to move on when something is done. And that's what's so therapeutic, is being able to put it to sleep almost. I mean, not for the rest of the world, but just for you personally. Mm-hmm. And it will hopefully be nice to see it do its thing and reach people. But for me, I don't want to hear it anymore. That's done. That's a chapter.
Except you've got to play all the songs from it now.
That's all right. I'll just be a robot for that part.
First album, Mirrors in the Sky, was maybe more of a solo project for you, and then this one's perhaps more collaborative, would you say?
I think they were both quite collaborative, actually, although I had more of a production. I sort of mixed and produced the previous album a little bit more, whereas with this one, I wanted a slightly bigger, just a slightly more confident, cleaner sound. So we got Patrick Wimberly to mix it, who brought something else to it. But the previous record was collaborative with Ollie as well, so they both had that sort of in the songwriting and in the feel. This tune is called With the Night.
Living simple, each day is the same. They are skin underneath the sun. When I slip down between the cliffs, I test my fragility. Mid the forest, we'll move with the night. Give me comfort where eagles soar.
Did one song with Jonathan Donahue from Mercury Rev. How did that partnership come about?
So we were introduced over email. It was very random. And you know how you can sometimes reach out to people and you sort of think, I'll never hear back. They're too big. Why would they? They don't even check their email. They don't even have email. He replied and listened to the track and really dug it and said he was going to record some vocals for it, the bit that I wanted him to record, which is the verse and the chorus and stuff. And again, I thought, Never gonna happen. And then a couple of days later, it pinged into my inbox. He'd recorded four different takes, all sounding. He said, here's a few really different takes, so just like mix and match and use what you want. They all sounded exactly the same. So it was really easy to mix. And yeah, and then we've been friends ever since. It was a really nice little random serendipitous sort of connection.
So have you been building up a database of emails for your next album, who you'd like to collaborate with?
Yeah, I'm just starting big and just going straight up there with like Tom York and stuff, just now that I've got the confidence of people do reply, stars do reply.
And you said as well that you felt on this album that you could be a lot more explicit in your lyrics about yourself and your feelings and things. Why? What was it about this album that made you, or maybe where you were in life that made you feel like this was the time that you wanted to do that?
I think it's just a growing up thing where I'm maybe not as self-conscious as I was about just saying this is what it is and this is how it is. And I always used to sort of wrap things up in a million metaphors, and I still do to some extent, but I guess I'm not as bashful to say, like, this is me, I'm a nightmare, or this is the situation, it was rubbish, or, you know, just sort of say it as it is, really.
But do you think that there's so much more discourse these days about things like, well, everything from feminism to gender issues to anxiety and depression and things like that, people feel like they can be a bit more vocal about it. Do you think that artists generally are maybe speaking more truths in their music now than they used to?
Yeah, I think so. And that's definitely true of me as well. It's just become, yeah, like you say, it's just a rhetoric now that we're all sort of used to. And to say, I'm like this sometimes, and then other times I'm not like that, it's sort of okay now. And I think certainly, like, that's empowering for women to be able to have that voice. And my latest single is sort of talking about that. It's about being unpredictable and sorry. But not sorry.
Exactly. It seems a bit like this album was quite an emotional outpour for you. Mm. How do you then get back into the mindset to go back into writing again when you kind of feel like you've put everything into one record?
It's quite nice, actually. Like, I do have quite a constant stream of writing, and the releasing of this record, or this being on the horizon for the last few months, because I know it's coming out, it's like the end of the chapter. So I have been writing, and it's just different. I'm in quite a happy, content place, so it's just going to be different, but it's back to me on my own. So it's a different sound, and we'll see. I don't quite know what it's going to come out like, but things are beginning again.
This song is called Try My Heart.
I am hard to read, not easily pleased, so I'll make it clear. If you can be sure, have you in it to be with someone like me? I am in my head, so find me there.
Listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Lila Foy, and her album Bigger Brighter is out on September the 14th. Lila's playing Hoxton Bar and Kitchen on October the 4th, and you can find tickets for that online now. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and was recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have live music by Amber Arcades. But for now, thanks for listening.